KZE. It is MK with you live, not from the studio, but from the main office area, because we couldn't squeeze them into our little studio. We've got the Low Darts in the house. You can catch them tomorrow at Daryl's House Club in Pauling, and delighted to welcome them here for a special set right now.
Candlelight, those San Francisco nights, you were the best in town. And just like chance, you cross a diamond with a pearl, you turn it on the world. And that's when you turn the world around. And did you feel like Jesus? Did you realize that you were a tempter in their eyes? Yours was kitchen clean. Everyone stopped to stare at your technical motorhome. Every infant had your number on the wall. You must have had it all. You're going to L.A. on a dare, and you're going alone. Could you be dinner? Could you see the day? Could you feel your whole world fall apart and fade away? Get along, get along, get Charlemagne. Just get it all out of here. Here's the gas in the car. Yes, the gas in the car. I think the people down the hall know who you are. Careful what you carry, 'cause the man is wise. You are still an ally in their eyes. Get along, get along, get Charlemagne. Get along, get Charlemagne. We'll be right back.
We are live with the Low Darts in the studio. So good to have you guys here. Thank you for coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Coleman, I'm going to put you on the spot because you're like one of the only people with a vocal mic. But yeah, how did you guys start playing this kind of music together? What drew you to it?
It's a great question. Well, we'd all been playing music together for quite a while. It's actually been 5 years since we first started. We first started in June 2020. Mm-hmm. And we've known each other since middle school jazz band, which we played together. We ended up being in high school jazz band. And when the pandemic hit, when things started to open up back again, we all decided to get together, and a lot of us liked this music. Some of us had played in School of Rock before, others of us had just happened to grow up listening to it, and we gravitated toward this because it's really fun to play, and 5 years later, here we are still playing it.
Well, so you're in the right place because, you know, we're all massive Steely Dan heads here at KZE, so we're delighted. We're thrilled to have you, and it just goes to show how important jazz band is in schools.
Very true.
Yeah. The Low Darts, I've been wanting to ask, is that a Joe Dart reference?
Yes. Okay. Actually.
That was what I assumed. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, you very much come out of that precision school of music that Wolfpack is also a part of.
Totally.
Was it kind of inspired by that?
Yeah. I mean, not only that, but also the fact that they're very independent. They had done their whole production and video thing. So when we were just starting out and we didn't have the resources to do anything, the idea that these people would just get into a bedroom or a basement studio and record and put stuff up on YouTube and it would get a lot of views was very enticing to us.
Yeah, absolutely. So while everybody else was baking bread, you guys were baking Steely Dan.
pretty much.
You can catch the Low Darts tomorrow night at Daryl's House Club in Pauling. I'd love to hear a couple more if you got them.
Absolutely. Sean's going to start this one.
Started again, and trying to forget you is just a waste of time. Baby, come back. Any kind of fool could see there was something in everything about you. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong, and I just can't. A mask of false bravado, trying to keep up a smile that hides a tear. But as the sun goes down, I get that empty feeling again. I wish to God that you were here. Baby, come back.
Baby, come back. 98.1 KZE. We're live in the studio with the Low Darts. Catch them tomorrow night at Daryl's House Club in Pauling. Coleman, do you want to give some band intros?
Sure. Well, first up, we have Sebastian Rodriguez on keyboards and background vocals.
Yeah.
We also have Sean Byington on drums and backing vocals.
How's it going?
We have Jonas Brown. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a mic on him, but he's playing lead guitar. And we have Luke Foote, who also doesn't have a mic, but he's our bass player.
Also, woo!
And I'm Coleman Conley, and I'm on keys and vocals.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. You guys have quite a bit of success on YouTube starting to build, right? Do you have any, like, suggestions for other musicians, bands who are trying to kind of break into that?
That's a good question. I'd say the biggest thing is quantity over quality, although quality obviously matters. But when you're first starting, it's going to be difficult to find something that catches. But, you know, that's why the algorithm, for whatever reason, and the algorithm seems to be changing by the day, but it really likes when you put out a lot of content, and eventually it starts pushing it. So when we first started, we were putting out one new video every week, and we had that, and that's what got our momentum going. So I'd just say make a lot of stuff, even if it's not perfect, because the process of making a lot of stuff is what will make you get better.
Yeah, and it keeps you at the top of the feed.
Totally.
Yeah. Low Darts in the studio. You got another one for us?
Yeah. So this next one is a Bob Marley song. We also like the Eric Clapton take on it, and we're going to do a little bit of our own version, and we hope you guys enjoy. They're trying to track me down. They say they want to bring me in guilty for the killing of the deputy, for the life of a deputy. But I say, where it was in self-defense, I shot the sheriff, and they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown always hated me for what I did not know. Every time that I play, he said, kill it before it grows. He said, kill it before it grows. And I said, I shot the sheriff, but I swear it wasn't self-defense, yeah. What is to be must be.
one day the bottom will drop out. And I'll say, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy.
KZE live in the studio. I like this little tiny desk arrangement we've got going on. We got to do more of this. It's the Low Darts playing tomorrow night at Daryl's House Club in Pawling. And we're going to have some tickets to give away for that show after the last song. But I'd love to let you guys play one more if you got time for it.
Cool. One more?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you got time. I know you got places to be.
All right, this last one is an original song by me. I wrote it when I was 16 years old. It's a bit of an Elton John vibe, and it features all of us soloing, so we thought it would be a fun one to do. We hope you guys enjoy.
understand. So give me a helping hand, 'cause you're just way too hard for me to understand.
I'm being asked for one more back there. Do you guys have time?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we have one more ready.
The
yeah,
the peanut gallery over here has opinions, and I agree with them. It's the Low Darts on 98.1 KZE.
All right, this last one's a Lynyrd Skynyrd tune. We hope you guys enjoy.
KZE. We're live with the Low Darts. Shout out to Wall Radio. I think you guys did back-to-back radio sets today, right, with Kate Brandon?
Well, it wasn't really a set, but I did an interview with Kate, and it was great, and she played some songs, and it was a good time.
Yeah. Right on. Well, hey, thank you for incorporating radio into your day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our pleasure to be here.
Daryl's House Club tomorrow in Pauling. We're going to have some tickets to give away, and also, please send us more original tracks. I loved your original. It was great.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we will for sure.
Awesome. Catch the Low Darts tomorrow. I got some tickets to give away at the next break, 98.1 KZE.